Thank you for calling customer service. This is Felicia. How can I help you?
Hi, Felicia. I'm calling to try to sort out what's going on with this Econolix skin serum and skin cream that I keep getting. I thought I was purchasing like a one-time purchase. I don't want this stuff.
Okay, can I get your mailing zip code, please?
My zip code is 33133. I don't want to keep receiving these products.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Jennifer Levin.
Jennifer who?
Levin, L-E-V-I-N. Oh, you found the towel?
Can you spell that last name one more time for me?
L-E-V-I-N.
Levin. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can pull you up.
Excuse me, Ian. I was out of the shower. Can you get it? Thank you.
I'm still trying to locate your. Okay, Jennifer, what is your shipping address?
3191 Married Street, Miami, Florida, 33133.
What about your billing address?
That is my billing address. No.
Ma'am? It's the same?
Okay,
that's not you. Hold on, let me see. This is in Nevada. You got a common name. Okay, let me see if I can find it another way.
It could be in another last name. I could give you my maiden, maiden last name.
Now it would be on the probably under the name where your credit card.
Yeah, but I don't remember which one it was, so maybe you can find it under my maiden name.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me try to see if I can. What's your maiden name?
My maiden name is Jarquin, J-A-R-Q-U-I-N.
J-U-I-Q-U-I-N.
It's J as in jam.
Mm-hmm.
A as in apple.
Mm-hmm.
R as in Robert. Q as in queen. U as in umbrella. I as in igloo, and N as in Nancy.
Okay, let me see if I can. I'm still trying to find you. But do you by chance have an order number?
Well, I'm looking at the packing slip list. The packing list that came with the product. But there's only an item code.
Okay, let me see.
Serum and cream. There's no order number on this. And this is the first time I got it.
Okay, there you go.
One of the bottles was empty, so I immediately got turned off.
One of the bottles was empty?
Yeah, it was
oh
like
my.
A fake It was like a fake, I don't know how to explain it. It there was just no cream in it.
Uh-huh.
It was like a fake,
like,
know,
a,
like
display,
a display
or something? Yeah, like,
yeah,
a display.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
It was like a display. So I immediately, I got turned off and I'm not interested.
Okay.
So
I
just want to get this straightened out because, you know, this is like the third time I'm getting these products and I just am not interested in them.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. How is it working out for you?
No, I didn't even try it. I didn't like it. It's false advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And I just completely turned off by the false advertising and I am not interested at all.
Okay.
I opened it. There was no cream in it. It was just like a display bottle. There was no product inside it, so I'm not interested.
Okay. Well, we can send you a replacement if
No. I don't agree with false advertising. There's no sense in sending somebody a display bottle with nothing in it.
Hmm. Yeah, I can see how that would be, you know, annoying, but I don't know if it was there when they were, you know, we're just a third-party customer service representative, so I don't know if there was an error when their shipment or that their hands get crossed up or something like that, but that's why I said we can most certainly correct that for you. Well, now, I tell you what I can do. I can not only send you a free bottle, another free, you know, package, but we can also give you your future billing at 35% off.
No.
Okay, hold on a second.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on a second. Okay, ma'am, I was texting my supervisor and telling her what happened, and she said she'd be more than happy to give you a 50% discount off all future orders.
No.
Okay.
I'm not interested.
Not interested. Hold on a second.
No, I actually would like a refund.
Hold on a second, ma'am.
I need you to pick up your stuff, okay? I need you to pick up the stuff. No, but I'm not saying you can't. I'm saying I need you to pick up your stuff.
Okay, ma'am, I'm just updating your account.
How many times does it show that I've gotten deliveries for this product?
Excuse me, ma'am?
How many times does it show that I've been sent this product? Like, how many?
You should have gotten 3 shipments.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want any of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I opened the thing, and it was just a display bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even bother with the second bottle. So.
Okay.
And I'm like right now. The three orders.
You what now?
Send them all back. They're not even opened.
We can't accept them. That what I can do, I can refund you the last set that you had that where the bottle was empty and cancel your subscription.
But I want a full refund. I didn't even know it was a subscription. I thought it was a one-time order. When I saw, when I opened the first bottle and I saw what was that it was just a fake, I laughed and I thought, okay, $10 down the drain. But now I keep getting these other orders and I don't want anything to do with it.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Refund.
Hold on a second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, I've canceled your products out, and like you say, just keep the ones that you sent, you know, because we can't accept them back, and I did issue a refund for the last one that you sent.
So what are my charges? Because I thought I was just paying for one set of products. I want to know what I'm being charged, because I'm not...
Yeah, you won't be. Do you have a order, a pen and paper for your cancellation verification? Do you have a pen and paper available for your cancellation information?
Yes. Give me one second.
Okay.
Should have known that it was a scam. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Your first cancellation is C as in cancel, 6-2, C as in cancel again, 8-B-4-0-6, C as in cancel again, and 0. And the second one, you ready? Is C as in cancel, B as in boy, C as in cancel, 6, B as in boy, A as in apple, 79645.
Okay.
But
I've had 3 orders sent to me.
Yes, ma'am, we can't cancel. We can just give you the refund for this last one because the other ones were over the time frame, and the order when you did purchase the order it was for a 14-day trial offer, and after the 14 days it was on a reoccurring, it was put on a reoccurring
Who put it on a reoccurring thing?
I think that's what you agreed to when you did the survey, and when you clicked on the accept, and you accepted.
I was making a one-time purchase, not a reoccurring purchase. What is today's date?
Today is the 27th.
What am I being charged for these, for the first 2 orders?
$85.90 and $94.90.
$85?
Yes,
we
refunded $85.90 and then $94.90 to your account.
No. Okay. For these 2 creams for today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What I'm asking is, what did I get charged for the first and second order?
The $85.90 and the $94.90. But we cannot, yeah.
We're not understanding each other, okay? You let me know that this has been sent to me 3 times. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You refunded me
$85.90, and then
excuse me,
and then $94.90 is what we refunded. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. You refunded to me the third order.
Yes, that's correct. We cannot refund the first. We cannot refund the first and the second order.
But my question that I've been asking is, what have I been charged for the first and second order?
The $94.90, the same as you did for this third order, and the $85.90 for the first one and the second one.
No, I'm sorry. I need to speak with a supervisor.
One moment.
When I purchased this, it was for $10. Number one, for the first order. Number two, I didn't ask for a recurring order.
Okay, on the server that you did when you ordered it, it states on there that you will get, you know, you pay the shipping.
I'm not going to ask for a recurring order.
I just canceled.
That I've never tried before.
That's what is on the form that you online.
I need to speak with the supervisor. Credit card is on there, because I'm going to call the credit card and make sure they cancel payment.
I just sent information to the supervisor, and we don't have one in right now, but you can most certainly call back, or I can have them
I am not paying for this. Believe you me, I'm not paying for this. Especially when I opened the package and it was empty. Empty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay? That's called a bait switch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
I need to speak with a supervisor right now.
We do not have one available
ma'am. I'm not going to stand for this, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I gave you the cancellation, you know, order, and
this is not the end of this.
Okay.
Okay. I need this resolved. I need to speak with a supervisor.
Okay.
And I need to know what credit card you have on file.
Well, the card that I see, it says MasterCard ending in 0332 with the expiration date of 2/23.
Let me 0332.
Yes. And then the where you did the survey, it says, you know, do you accept the terms in the, you know, terms of the agreement? And it said that within 14 days, and I don't know if you overlooked it or what, but it clearly says.
I'm definitely not accepting this, especially when I opened the first order and it was a display bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying $84 for a display bottle.
Mm-hmm. And it was ordered under jennifer@cl-d.com. We have the IP address.
I need to know under what credit card this was purchased.
I said MasterCard ending in 0332.
I don't even see it. 0332?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a MasterCard ending in 0332.
What is your email address?
Just a minute. Let me just make sure that it's not my husband's credit card, and that's why I haven't even seen the charge. God, this is so ridiculous. I don't see a credit card ending in 0332.
What's your telephone number?
It's your business card. I don't know. Can you show me what those charges are? I need to speak with a supervisor immediately.
Okay, you're going to need to call your bank And like I said, we have the information.
I'm going to dispute these charges,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't do that to a customer.
Well, I understand, ma'am. We're just the servicing center for it. We're not the actual company.
You're representing the company right now in this call.
We're just servicing. Yes, ma'am.
And you do not do that to a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
I am most certainly not paying 80-something or 90-something dollars for an empty bottle. Should have known better that it was going to be a scam. That's what that's called. It's called a scam. Why can't they get a supervisor on the line right now?
Okay, can I have your name and I'll put you on the call to have someone call you back because we have no one available at this point right now.
You have my name.
We do. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, well, I'll put in the call for someone to give you a call back then. But in the meantime, I've canceled.
What number are they going to call?
305-442-3118. In the meantime,
no,
I've
I'm going to myself a number.
Okay, well, then you're going to have to call back because okay, hold on a second. Okay, what is your cell phone number?
305.
Hold on a second. Okay. 305.
318.
Okay.
9350.
And what hours are you available?
Anytime.
All right, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
And I need to know your name.
Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
And do you have an employee number?
I do not.
So how do I track this call?
Because it's updated whenever it comes back to the person that, you know, what comes back to my email address and all the information as to who handled the last call. And I have documented the count and it's documented where I refunded those last two payments for you.
But when you say last two payments, there's two bottles that came in the package today.
Mm-hmm. And I refunded, you know, it was one for $89.90 and the other one for $94. I refunded you for those two bottles.
So it's almost $200 for each order that has come into my house?
Yes, ma'am.
That's ridiculous. I would have never bought a product for that amount of money without knowing if it works. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'll be calling my credit card and disputing these charges immediately.
Okay.
So please put that on record.
Yes, ma'am.
And when am I going to get a call back?
I just sent it up there for them, you know, for them to return your call. So when someone gets in, and maybe tomorrow, but when they open, then someone will be able to, you know, call you back and discuss that with you or your bank or, you know,
unbelievable.
Whatever. But
unbelievable. It is shameful what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It is shameful.
Yes, because even with that, you know, I didn't even request to send back those other items since you had that, but I mean, well, yeah.
It is shameful.
And I apologize. Okay. I apologize, ma'am.
It's shameful what this company is doing, and I hope it goes out of business, okay, and that other people start calling. This is a scam and a bait and switch. I'm going to be calling back if I don't hear. I get a return phone call in 24 hours.
Yes, ma'am.